Mishnah tests. Another strange Mishnah. This is the story of the Mishnah. Hashaleach has beno etzel chenvani ufundian biyado. I send my kid to the shopkeeper, and in his hand is, let's say, a flask, and, you know, fundian means like it's two isar, it's like $2 bill, and he has a message to collect, you know, $1 worth, you know, one isar worth of oil in the flask. A little bit isar, and the shopkeeper measures out one isar worth, you know, like half the amount, you know, $1 out of the $2 bill of oil, the shemen, and v'nasan lo esa isar. So the shopkeeper takes the little boy's flask, puts $1 worth of oil in, and gives him $1 change. So the little boy has now $1 change, $1 of oil, and a flask, and he's walking home. And then shavar esa tzluchis, the little boy drops the container, smashing the glass flask, as well as the oil, getting lost. V'ibad esa isar, and in the panic, he also loses the coin, the dollar change. Chenvani chayev, it's all the chenvani's fault. Tanakam, meaning all three. The chenvani has to replace the dollar change, the isar, as well as the oil that got lost, as well as the flask that got smashed. Why? Because the chenvani should know better. You can't trust a child. This is talking about pre-bar mitzvah, a child to schlep it back again. You're responsible. He should have understood. This is the Tana understood. Tana understands that the Tana understands. I guess is what's customary in that time and place.
It had to be, because it's the complete opposite of what life
right,
would be.
Right.
And the onus is on him.
Yeah.
The father says, he gives him the money, says, bring it back.
The shopkeeper should have understood that you can't rely on kids to schlep home glass bottles full of oil. You should have kept it in the shop for him and kept the flask waiting until the father came to pick it all up.
That's it. More common sense than the parents themselves, whose kid it is who gives them the money, who
now,
has the request.
Okay, now, you're asking a good question, which is,
question,
what?
Unless it's common in those times, it's the other way.
So there is one important issue here. The Gemara says, wait a second. The father handed to the kid the flask. So you see the father didn't care what the flask getting smashed, or whatever, because
trust the kid.
So, sure, we're focusing on the flask here. The flask, how can you hold the shopkeeper responsible for? The father himself indicated that he's cool with the kid carrying the flask. So there, the Gemara says, you're right. The issue is that the shopkeeper took the flask out of the kid's hand, then misappropriated it, used it for his own purposes to measure someone else's stuff. It makes him into a gunav. And by being a gunav, he's not responsible for what happens to it. That's the pshat in the Mishnah. So that's why it's five also, you know, for the flask in the back.
The father trusts the kid with the money. So if you trust him with the money, he should trust him with the genie.
That is a good question, and that also is a problem. And some girsos actually take the money out of it. Say the father didn't send the money. It's a problem. It's a good question. Now Rabbi Yehuda Potter. Rabbi Yehuda says, no way. Shalmanas ken shalchu. The whole reason the father sent the kid is so the kid should come back with the change and the flask and the oil, and that's what he expects the shopkeeper to think. That's what Yehuda says. Sounds very reasonable. The halacha is not like him.
Because otherwise, it's just send the father. I mean, it's just send the kid. And the kid tells the shopkeeper what he wants. Put it on the
right.
Phone,
well, maybe the kid is supposed to. The shopkeeper should have known that's the father. Says the Tanakhama. Of course, what the father said. What the son and live in message? He's a kid. What do you expect from the kid?
Why is he bringing the money? Why not just send his cheshbon?
I guess.
Protected maybe the father.
They don't have a cheshbon. Maybe it's worth that. Cash first, you know? God, we trust all of us pay cash, so we want the cash. What can I tell you? Apparently not in this shop. The chachamim do agree with Rabbi Yehuda. Now we're just going to cut out the issue about the shopkeeper misappropriating the flask. If it remained in the hand of the tinok the whole time, or the equivalent, meaning the shopkeeper never took it for his own purposes, the shopkeeper just, you know, pour the oil into the kid's flask without taking it over, therefore chenvani patur. The chenvani is patur for the flask.
Why the change in lashon sluchas as opposed to punyon?
No, sorry. Sluchas means the flask. The punyon means the $2 bill. So that sluchas appears in both ways. Shavar sluchas means he smashed the container, and here it means here in the second part of the Mishnah, the container was remained in the hands of the kid the whole time. So as the father sort of waived his rights to the flask because he handed it to the kid, and therefore the shopkeeper will be chayev for both the dollar of oil and the dollar that was lost, but not the broken flask. Okay. That's that.